It was Gundil who led the party, bringing blankets to the wall top. He presented Mira with a soft pink one.
"This one's for ye, Habis. I'm staying up here with ye."
Mira felt a wave of affection for her old friend.
"Gundil, I'm sorry I haven't had much time with you lately."
The mole rubbed his downy head against her sleeve.
"You've been girtly busy being ye, Mother Habis and such like. But us'n's gotten lots of times together in these seasons to come."
Mira spread the blanket so they could both sit on it.
"So we have, my friend. What's that you've got there?"
Gundil produced Abbas Song's book, with the strips of green cloth wrapped around it, and held it out to the otter maid.
"I bain't no good at ye reading, Mother Habis. Do ye read out a wee little book for oi? Us molas dearly do loves to hear ye reading."
Mira laid the fabric strips next to each other on the parapet before she opened the book.
"Right. Where do you want me to start from? Oh, and stop calling me Mother. Call me Mira or Miss, like you always did."
The mole's face crinkled into a deep grin.
"As ye wishin', Miss. Start ye from the beginning."
Mira began to read.
"I, Song, daughter of Jangler Swifteye and Mother Abbess of Redwall, do leave these thoughts of mine to be read by the creature who has chosen to rule the abbey in my stead. Humility is the thing a good abbey leader learns. Patience is the thing a good abbey leader learns. Wisdom is the thing a good abbey leader learns. Understanding is the thing a good abbey leader learns. Friendliness is the thing a good abbey leader learns. Strength is the thing a good abbey leader learns."
Mira tweaked Gundil's digging claws playfully.
"They're all in here, the itagals. Courage, compassion, fairness, decision. You don't want me to carry on reading them all, do you?"
Gundil tweaked Mira's paw back, but very gently, because his digging claws were so blunt and powerful.
"Burn name is just the last one. I likes that'n."
Mira turned to the back of the book and read the rough, untidy scrawl, which contrasted sharply with the other neat script.
"I choose Mira as the otter maid to rule our abbey."
From where they were sitting, the gravestone below was visible. Mira smiled at it fondly.
"Imagine the time it must have taken for a blind badger to write that, Gundil. Granted, the writing isn't as tidy as Abba's songs, but Craigor Badger Mum did it all right. Look here."
She unfolded one last length of fabric from her robe sleeve. "Ich Matotroa" was scrawled upon it in identical writing to that in the book.
"It was the last piece I was supposed to find. This was wrapped around the book the night she gave it to me at the feast. There, there, now, my friend, don't weep. Craigor wouldn't like to think that she made you unhappy."
Gundil tried bravely to blink away the large teardrops falling from his eyes.
"I know, Miss, but Craigor Mum was such a good beast. I misses her."